Instead of confiscating cell phones, schools may now be on the way to letting students use them to study for exams. In a trial already underway at Auckland University of Technology, almost 300 students have been using text messages to help them study and revise. Now it's going to be tested out at a Whakatane secondary school. Senior lecturer Peter Mallow came up with the idea and he's with us now. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Mary.
How did the flash of inspiration arrive?
Well, it happened a couple of years ago, and I teach a class twice a year of 220 anatomy students. And I, you know, traditionally we all use probably flashcards just to revise for key points for an exam. And I used to deliver these flashcards to my students, six to a page, print them out and give them to them. And I noticed in one lecture they were throwing them in the rubbish tin on the way out. And I asked them why, and they said, well, you know, it's not cool to pull these out when I'm at the bus stop waiting for a bus or waiting for my friends because people will know I'm a student. People will think I'm a nerd. And you feel like saying get over it, but I said, what if we could deliver on cell phones and a text message? And they just jumped on the idea. They just loved it, yeah.
And how did you translate the work, if you like, into text?
Right, well, different subjects. Yeah, it's not, first thing we say, it's not for every student, not for every subject. But in my area, it worked really well because you know, we're looking at origins and insertions of muscles. We've found it's worked well in chemistry. It works well in mathematics because you can do formulas. And also computing works well. But, yeah, I mean, we use the text abbreviation sometimes because you've got to speak the language the students are speaking. And, you know, it's not a form of study that I would see myself doing, but I've got to keep on reminding myself it's not for me, it's for our students. And we're trying to deliver it in a medium they're totally comfortable with.
So it's better if the subject involves short theories or things that you can memorise quickly that doesn't involve, say, transcribing Shakespeare into a text message?
Well, yes, it's interesting. What we're finding, it's quite exciting, is that every academic who, every teacher who tries to use it for their subject, they bring something different to it. So, for example, one computing tutor in the menu on the web page or that they handed out to the students, there were questions, and the answer was the text message. A nursing tutor at Wairaki Institute of Technology, what she did is she paraphrased a one-hour lecture in physiology and put it in five messages, and it could be, you know, a skeleton, a bare bones reconstruction. So, yeah, we're finding people are adapting, which is exciting, yeah.
And is there any evidence that students are doing better and studying more?
Well, interesting you say that. There was actually one study out of the UK that was used with secondary school students where they found after only using 60 text messages and building up to an exam, the academic performance of those students was better than students who didn't use the text messages.
So it is getting across the idea that somehow technology that they like is part of school rather than being isolated and you're getting into trouble for using it.
Well, that's right. It seems to be, you know, it's a flexible delivery method. It's an optional method. It's not to supersede traditional study, so we've still got face-to-face teaching. We're still using, you know, the internet and things like that.
But and you can't write your essay in text.
No. Well, we make a clear point on that on the website. We say it's context-sensitive. You know, in the text messages, we do use abbreviations, but when you do an assessment, you've got to write it out longhand.
So, successful or not, do you think? What's your rating?
Yeah, well, we're halfway through the trial. We're trialling it through the end of the year. We've got 12 papers at AUT and about 700 students have access to it, of which 30 to 40% are using it. What we're finding is that it's actually, some of the students are forming informal study groups outside of swapping messages, and it's keeping them focused on the subject in non-traditional study time. And we're finding that's a real positive spin-off. Research in other areas where people were pushing text messages out found a decrease in absenteeism, an increase in motivation. So, you know, we're encouraged by that.
But it does cost something.
Yes, unfortunately, we've had to make the model user pays, of course. But the students, of course, being very smart and very frugal, they've found ways around it. So it's normally 50 cents for one message, or if you download a family of five messages, it's 50 cents for the first one, 30 cents for the other ones. And what students are doing, as I said, are forming study groups, downloading five, and then on the weekends are forwarded into each other in their free text messages if they're Vodafone or they're $500 for $10 if they're Telecom.
Quite smart.
Well, yeah, I mean, students always find the best way to use things, and that's great, and we hope they'll come up with really inventive ways of using this as well, but so far the feedback's been really positive from them.
Thanks very much for your time. That's Peter Mallow. He is from the Auckland University of Technology.